So good evening, good afternoon, good morning. No matter where you are in the world, we just want to welcome you to the call, which is a part of the Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls. And we are here to give you inspiration, encouragement, and share some helpful information about health in the body, mind, and soul, all from a biblical perspective. Whether you're listening via telephone, Facebook, YouTube, or if you're listening to this on the podcast.
And hello and welcome. I am Donna Schuller, and welcome to the call. We've been doing this almost 8 years now. I cannot believe it. We come to you from all over the world, no matter where we are. If it's the middle of the night and it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, we're here with you. So we're excited to be with you today. And we have a great guest, an amazing guest, and a very timely subject because we're going to be talking about opening the churches back up. If you're on the phone call right now and would rather see us, go to the Robert Schuller Ministries Facebook page, and we do take questions. So you can write them in the Facebook notes, and or you can you push *6 if you're on the telephone, and then you'll be put in an access. And our guest is asking for an access code. I see him coming up there. Okay, we better tell him that. I'll go ahead and do that. Robert, you can text him. Don't go off here. Anyway, never know with live technology, right? So we have a guest, and he's not on here. He's on your phone. So he's up there on your phone. So I don't have his phone number.
And you don't have his phone number?
No.
Okay, this is challenging.
Yeah. You sent him. It was in the contact.
Yes, I know. But then, then we lose our... Let me go find it from our emails.
Okay. Robert's going to leave for a minute. I'll just leave the charge here for a minute. But anyway, if you're on the phone and you would like to go on our Facebook Live, please join us now at Robert Schuller Ministries, and we have a great guest for you. You know, it's been a really interesting time for all of us. Interesting is an understatement. You know, us as... pastors, my husband's an ordained pastor. I'm a lay pastor, obviously, and assist him in leading worship. Now we've been doing this drive-in service every single Sunday for, it'll be 8 weeks this Sunday. And for those of you that don't live in Southern California or don't know that, yes, well, this is what we did. When the, well, first of all, as we say in our introduction on this podcast and this recording, we are a church with no walls. And as such, we can set up and have a church anywhere, anytime God calls us. And that's the beauty of not having a church that is restricted by walls. So what happened is when all the churches closed now, going on 10 weeks ago, at least here in California, my husband and I looked at each other after Robert had called many, many pastors and said, what are you going to do? You have to stay open. And of course, back then when the virus still, you know, came out, all these reports came out, people were really scared. And as the weeks went on, we've kind of been able to disseminate the information. We have, quote unquote, flattened the curve. We've done everything we've been told to do, most of us. And they keep moving the goalposts. So as faith leaders, we have to step up and say, we are going to have church. And if we had a church with walls, we'd be opening our church. But as it is, we are still leading online church services, and we also have our drive-in church in Santa Ana. The address is 1651 East 4th Street in Santa Ana, California. If you're local in Orange County, or even if you're in LA, San Diego, Riverside counties, it's not that far to drive. There's not that much traffic ever on Sunday, and now it's lighter than ever. So Robert's back.
So the only place I have his phone number is on my cell phone.
Okay.
And we're using my cell phone for Facebook Live.
Okay.
So,
well,
what do you want to do? Why don't we take a break and we'll start again Facebook Live in one or 2 minutes?
Can't you just go up there and...
I don't think I can.
Hang
on.
Let me look at... or you can take
There's
it
another
up.
Way. So we'll be back in 1 minute.
No, I don't think you should do that. Okay.
Okay. Donna... I want to interview this guy.
So for those of you that are on the call, please just wait a second because Robert and I are like doing the husband and wife thing. He forgot you guys are on here. We are trying to contact this pastor because he's texting Robert on the very phone that we use for our Facebook Live. So now he's calling. Here's the code right here.
Hi there. The code is 776181. So we stopped our Facebook Live and
okay, so I'm back. Don't hang up. sorry about this. You know, live is always interesting, but I'm going to go ahead and open with prayer right now. For those of you that are on our conference call line here, and Robert's reconnecting us to Facebook Live, and I hope people will still come back and they haven't left gone home or gotten out of their car or whatever. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for, even though we're struggling through tough times, even though there's a lot of uncertainty. That's what's great about, just don't put anything in the description, Robert. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Great. Just hang on here. So anyway, our guest is here, and we're about ready to introduce him as soon as we get done with the preliminaries, like opening prayer and scripture. And this is a little unusual tonight because the only way we could do this, and now there's nobody on live, but they'll be back.
They'll be here soon. But, good evening, good afternoon. whatever time it is where you are, we want to welcome you to the Robert Schuller Ministries, the church with no walls. And
now we have a dog. This is great.
We're here to give you inspiration, encouragement, and share helpful information about health in the body, mind, and soul, all from a biblical perspective, whether you're listening via telephone, Facebook, YouTube, or on our podcast.
Yes. So, you know, it's always interesting, isn't it? So let's just resume now. I'm going to have an opening prayer. I already said good evening. I'm Donna Schuller. I'm Robert's wife. We've been doing this almost 8 years. No matter where we are in the world, and we travel some really exotic places typically, been on hold now for about 8 weeks, but we do this call at 6 p.m. Pacific. It's been really challenging. We've done it from the jungles in Africa. We've done it from hotels in the jungles in the Philippines. We've been all over the place.
Until this coronavirus took place, we were in a different foreign country almost every month, I think.
Yep, we were. Now we're here. We're domestic, and we're here to serve you. Yeah. And we love being with you all. And I'm going to pray for the opening of this service right now, telephone service. Would you go get him, please? This is really unusual. You know, when things like this happen, you have to know that sometimes evil forces do not want you to put out good, positive, godly messages. So I'm going to pray right now. Dear Lord, help us to focus tonight. Help us to hear the message that you want us to hear. Keep everything that's not of you, Lord, far, far away from each and every one of our minds, our hearts, and especially our souls, Lord. Take anything negative, toss it into the depths of the sea. Take it and throw it away, Lord, because there is power in you, Jesus. We believe in your words. We believe in your promises. We believe in the people that are on here right now listening or watching on Facebook, that they are meant to be here. There's a reason and a purpose. And that just as there's a reason and a purpose that the dog barked and he never, ever barked. Lord, we love you. We praise you. And we give you glory. Amen.
Well, I want to introduce our guest tonight.
You want me to read the scripture first?
Do you want to read it?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Read your scripture.
I want to read the scripture first. We're really casual here. For those of you who have been watching for a while, you know that. For those of you who have been watching and listening, and we've been working together for 35 years, so we're pretty, we know what to expect, but sometimes things, we get thrown off our game like anybody. So I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy. Actually, just a reminder, in Paul's, you know, this Second Timothy is known as Paul's last known letter before his death at the hands of the Roman government. And, he was a protege, or his protege, Timothy, was challenging him not to be ashamed of the gospel, to keep preaching it, to be loyal to the faith, even facing imminent death. So hear these words, 2 Timothy, starting in 2 Timothy 1. For this reason, I remind you to fan the flame, the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power and love and a sound mind. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, but because of his own purpose and his grace. This grace was given to us by Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And we know God will add his blessing to the reading of this scripture.
Yeah, amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have been very, very concerned over the past few weeks because churches seem to be okay with not opening their doors, and specifically in California. My aunt lives in Iowa, and I called her last week.
2 weeks ago, I think.
And she said her church opened the first week of May.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, if you're immune compromised or you're a senior, don't feel like you have to come to church. They're allowing people freedom to make decisions, to take personal responsibility for their health and their wellness, but at the same time doing what God has called them to do, and that is to gather his people and to meet, to praise God, to worship God, and to read the scriptures and to edify one another, which is what we have been called to do as God's people. So she lives in Northwest Iowa, and every state is different. And in California, we are in one of the most difficult states in the nation. Our governor has basically told us that we're not going to have any public gatherings until 2021. And for some reason, a lot of the churches, most of the churches that I talk to are good with that. They don't seem to be upset about this at all. And I'm really upset about it. And I've been talking to pastors I know, and I've been talking to different people and trying to encourage them to open their doors. And I do not know of a single church in Orange County that is going to be opening their doors. I mentioned Orange County because that's where we live.
Exactly.
And it's really sad, especially in the light that the coronavirus in Orange County has taken 80 lives. That's sad. That's really sad. That's horrible. But 80,000 out of 3.3 million people.
80,000.
I'm sorry. People. Thank you. 80 people out of 32.3 million people. That makes the odds of dying from coronavirus is 0.00002%. It is next to nothing. And yet our churches won't open. Our churches won't meet. And so I'm very concerned about this. So I was talking with a friend of mine, and he said, hey, you've got to interview and talk to none other than Diego Mesa, because he is opening his church soon. He has a big church. He has plans. And so I called him right away, and I said, and I invited him to be my guest. I'm excited about the fact that he is with us tonight. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. He has a big church. He has a lot. It's 215,000 square feet. The sanctuary seats 4,000 people. They have services throughout the day, during the week. They have Bible colleges. They have a K through 12 school, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this guy has been busy. He's been active. He's built an amazing church. He was a professional triathlete. You know what triathletes are? They're the ones, you know, you got marathon runners, and then you have the triathletes who do a marathon, and then they do a major swim and a major bike. We're talking an all-day event of without stopping, and he is a professional at that. And then he was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer in 2008, and he was given less than 6 years to live. But the good news is he is not only alive, he is living, and he is active, and he has a testimony. And the results of him getting through that has changed his life. He has used that to inspire his congregation. And the name of his church is Abundant Living Family Church in Rancho Cucamonga. So he's not in Orange County, but he's in Southern California. And he is opening his church the end of this month on the 31st. So, Pastor Diego, welcome to the call with Robert and Donna Shuler.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, you got to laugh, you know.
Yeah, it's a great honor, and I give tribute to your amazing, epic father who's left a legacy for all of us to live under, and I appreciate your family and everything that you do. It's an honor to be with you today.
Well, thank you. And I did a little, after I talked to you earlier today, I looked you up, of course, to learn a little bit more other than just your bio, and I see we have a lot more in common than just the church, leading a church, which is a lot, because you have some healthy habits, a little program, and I was really impressed because I'm a nutritionist, and then Robert and I together have been studying health pretty seriously for almost 30 years. So, and we've been very outspoken about it in the church for about 30 years. So anyway, we want to talk to you, though. We want to know more about you.
So what I want to know is, how did you come to the conclusion that it was time for you to open your church?
Well, you know, first there was a kind of a Christian word. There was a righteous indignation of anger. But, you know, you can't just move out on that. You really do need to pray through some things and make sure it's just not your carnal, fleshly, or human reasoning. So I really felt the peace of God because for a few reasons. I felt like when the governor said that we are a non-essential, yet I have no problems with Home Depot or Walmart or even in the phase 2 with, sporting goods now being open in flower shops, and yet we are not deemed as an essential, yet we are more than a Sunday morning gathering. We feed people. You heard about we're really into health, and so there are people that come for their foods. They come for their supplements, and we're not able to do that. We have people that are going through deliverance when it comes to addiction and sexual sins and things of that nature, and, you know, they're not able to meet, and some of them we've lost contact with. We are there to help people when they're grieving for losses and pains and poverty, and we're not deemed as an essential. And then we are put in a category of not phase 1, phase 2, but phase 3, which puts us in the arena of sporting events or concerts.
Exactly.
You know, and then, you know, respectfully from the lips of the governor, Gavin, is that we're nothing more than a social club. And that kind of grieved me. And
absolutely,
when I got together with Church United and got together with my local friends, we all came to the conclusion that we are going to do everything we can to be respectful and to reach out to our governor through every means possible, whether that was assemblymen, mayors, or senators, for every aspect, and bring him the awareness of who we were, accommodate him with the plan of action. But as of today, we've gotten the door shut in our face. So we're put in a predicament that how do we honor our country, or the laws of the land? And there's an amazing scripture in Amos 5:24, and it says, "Justice shall run like river, but righteousness like an enduring stream."
Wow.
And I believe justice is the laws of the land, how we treat man. But righteousness seems to supersede justice, and that's how we treat God. And what will you do about the laws of God? So these
wow.
things were heavy on our hearts. And so we said, you know, the birthday of the church is Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, and there's something symbolic
mm-hmm.
about that. And
the Mass the last Sunday of this month, yes.
May 31st, and there are as of yesterday, 1,030 churches that are going to launch on May 31st, and we estimate there's another 1,000, 1,000 or 2,000, you know, that are launching with us, and then you know,
great.
The mayor,
how many of
mayors
those?
Are, go ahead.
How many of those are in California? Do you know?
Oh, all of them.
All
yeah,
of them
all
are in California.
All the 1,030, yes. Yeah, you could go
oh,
on United.
Fantastic.
You could go on Church United and see all the churches, the name of the church, and where they are in their city, as well as sign a petition that says that you are considering or will open up on May 31st.
That's
yeah,
fantastic.
So, yeah, so that's Tyler Bursch. com, where you can look that up.
Tyler, how do you spell his last name?
Bursch.com, and
okay.
you'll see a document there where you could sign and
okay.
join in with us. But you know, I believe the church.
I want to encourage everybody to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we need to open up our churches across the nation. It's time. When the churches agreed to close, we were looking at closing until we got this
flatten the curve
until this wave came through
right.
and we flattened the curve. But they're no longer keeping us closed till we flatten the curve. They've changed the rules. They've changed everything. It's no longer flatten the curve. It's you're going to stay closed until we find a cure.
Yeah, that's not, yeah.
Will they find a cure? Is a cure actually going to happen? And
yeah, think about how long we've been looking for a cure for cancer, as an example.
Cancer or AIDS, which is a virus, or SARS. We never came up with a cure for SARS, et cetera, et cetera. So I understand this is a bad virus. It's not as bad as we expected it. Nowhere near. There's not going to be 2 million Americans that are going to die, which is what we anticipated at the beginning, which is great news. So it's time to open the churches. That's all I'm saying. It's time to open the churches. It's time for us to be able to have this opportunity to make a difference. And so if you can go to this TylerBursch.com and sign the petition, do that. Let them know that it's time to open
Absolutely.
The churches.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And, you know, we started a church. We don't have a church with walls, but we started the church when all the churches were shut down. We just felt compelled. It was like, it was almost like a command from God for both of us. It wasn't Robert. It wasn't me. Both of us knew because we knew. And we don't have a drive-in in Orange County. We didn't have a church where we could
drive-in theater.
Yeah, drive-in theater. But we talked to a lot of people and finally found an office parking lot. It's like just a simple office parking lot in Santa Ana, right off the freeway. And we just set up. We didn't even know what we were doing. We don't have a staff. No staff. Just Robert and I. Yep. And we just went and made it happen. And it was pretty raw the first Sunday, and from there we started getting volunteers that came out of nowhere, because that's what people do, right? People are good, and people want to help. So I've made some really good friends because of our volunteers. Now, I didn't know these people, just got out of their car. I knew some of them, but not most of them. And so we built from there, and now we have worship. We have a really great worship team that's singing. And you know what? We're going to do this until churches around us start opening. And so we are seriously praying that, you know, not just you will open, but that you will inspire so many churches in Orange County to open. So if you can give us a list of some sort,
we'll get it from Churches United.
Yeah, we'll get it from Churches United.
We'll get it from Churches United, because I'm going to read that list. I'm going to publish that list of churches that are opening on the 31st,
right?
Specifically those in Orange County, because our reach is to Orange County, and we want to let people know that there are churches that have not succumbed to the pressures of the state to close their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the pressures of some of the of some institutions have been that they'll allow the churches or restaurants to open. In fact, I think that's what, since we're in the same wave as restaurants, when the restaurants open, that's when the church is going to be opened. The restaurants are being required to get all of the names and addresses and phone numbers of every single one of the people who come to the restaurant, and they're expecting the churches to do the same thing and then give those names and addresses and phone numbers.
Yes.
probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
I would like to know a little bit more about your faith journey, because here's the thing.
I
the bottom
too.
Line is, this takes a lot of faith. This takes a seriousness to the calling that God has put on your heart to do this, to say, I'm sorry. And I did see part of your meeting. I believe you were very much part of that meeting in Fontana. Was it last Wednesday? All you pastors met? Yes.
Last
week. And I saw how respectfully it was run. I saw the appeal to the governor. I saw all that. And I actually looked at Robert and I said, oh, my gosh, I don't know. I just have a feeling this may not work. I have a feeling he may not honor this request from these pastors.
Sure.
So I'm just glad you're faithful to your calling. So tell us, and I know you have to get off soon, and we're going to be finished here, I promise, by 20th. So just tell us a little bit about, you know, your faith journey and how did you become a pastor? How did you become a pastor?
Okay. I was raised a Catholic, and I would say a Roman Catholic, because I went to Latin Mass and was an altar boy and went to 8 years of school. And then I got saved watching a guy on TBN, and then went a guy named Arthur Blessed that's known in the TBN world. And, and then just started going. The only thing I had in my heart was, let me go somewhere where they teach the Bible, and landed up being in that church for 15 years before I went to Bible school and launched our ministry 26 years ago. So we are 65% Black. I'm Latin. I married a white woman, and we're 65% Black. And you know the rest.
I think you need to work on integration a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
the rest is all mixed. And we just again feel like the church.
That sounds absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, the church has always led and been an integral part of movements in history. Whether it was civil rights or ending slavery or women's rights or child abuse and victim rights and prison rights and welfare and health rights and sex slave from Jesus to John Wesley to Maximum Kolbe, from Underground Railroads to Selma. And we have to step out now. What everyone's talking about, and we need to pray for the victims of COVID-19, but let's pray for the victims of the effects of COVID-19.
Right.
Because that is what we're dealing with. And in the years to come, you've got everything rising: suicide, alcoholism, drug abuse, physical abuse. And That's what the church does, and that's why we need our doors open, because we love people, and we need to be a body. We need to touch people and integrate with people. So we appreciate the internet and social media, but we recognize that there's only some things that that can't do. It's limited in what it does, and there are some pastors that might say, and I have no problem, I don't, you do what's in your heart to do.
Right.
But there some pastors say, why do we need to open when my live streaming numbers are massive and the money coming in is good and the salvations are good? Well, the reality is, how many people are you baptizing? Well, we're not able to do that. How many people are in small groups? You know, we're not able to do that. And the list can go on. I always tell people, what's the difference between putting on, during the holidays, we put on the log on our TV and watch it. And does it warm you? Does it make, you know, does it bring a warm feeling versus putting on an actual fire in your house? So there's a difference between being in the church, which is the live fire, versus watching the Yule log at Christmas time on your TV. And we just got to go back to the business of what God called us to.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to the day where I can have a public baptism service again, where I can baptize people. I'm looking forward to having going to a memorial service where we can cry on each other's shoulders. And I am prepared to do those things right now, and to exercise my religious freedom that is protected by the Constitution of the United States of America, because we are not putting people at danger with this any more than we ever have throughout this year.
No, this is being responsible. We're going to do it safe and sound.
Yes.
If Home Depot could practice safe distancing, we could practice safe. All we want, it's not should we open, but should we have the right to open, especially in California. California was dedicated to God. Los Angeles, City of Angels, San Diego, San Diego, San Jose. We're not asking you to give us God back. We've always had God here in our precious city. So, you know, I love the words. If I could just give you an amazing quote, it's by Martin Luther King Jr. It says, the church must be reminded that it is not the master or the servant of the state, but rather the conscience of the state.
Right.
It must be the guide and the critic of the state and never its tool. If the church does not recapture its prophetic zeal, it will become an irrelevant social club without moral or spiritual authority. Martin Luther King Jr.
Amen and amen. Wow. Yeah, I love that quote. I have heard it before. I'm sure you have too.
I have.
I loved you pulling that in. Thank you so much. Hey, I know we're getting close to wrapping up here. Let's see if we have any questions at all. Let's see here. If anybody has questions on the conference line, you can just click the *6 on your phone. If you have any questions on Facebook, we can read them. And, The Our Power is still on TV with Bobby Shuler. Yes, that's our son. Sure is.
Yeah.
does anyone have a question? Oh, you're replying to Warren. Okay. Any questions? As you hear the dog barking in the background, you locked him out of the balcony.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What an evening. What an evening. But we go, you know, we do whatever the Holy Spirit tells us to do. And for some reason, you know, it's still going. It's still going.
Yeah.
God's with us here. And so let's see, does anybody have questions? You know, typically people do not have questions. They're pretty shy. Sometimes we get questions afterwards.
Yeah. Well,
so if anybody has questions after this call, this will be posted on Facebook. And if you write it in the comment section, anywhere in there, we'll get back to you. We promise. We always do. So Robert has a couple of announcements. And then,
First of all, I want to thank you for coming and sharing with us what you're doing, how you're doing it, and the fact that the church is essential.
Very.
And because we believe that wholeheartedly. And
yeah.
I want to lead us in a prayer right now for all of the churches that are opening in the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you
Jesus.
That you have put upon Diego's heart the faith, the commitment, and the understanding that it's time for him to open his church. And so we pray, oh Lord, that the churches across America and specifically California will open. And so help the world to come back to life again and to open and go back to their churches so that people can feel your touch. For you have told us where two or three are gathered together, there you will be. And so you have called us to join together. You want us to pray together. You want us to hold hands. You want us to hug. You want us to have physical contact with one another. And we know that you will protect us, that you will keep us whole, that you will use that to bring healing into our lives. And so we pray, God, right now for anyone who is fighting the virus, that you will heal them. We pray, oh Lord, right now for every single person listening to my voice who is dealing with depression because they've been locked inside their house.
Yes.
Give them the confidence to leave their room, to go out and to take the deep breath of fresh air and to get some exercise. Oh Lord, we pray for every single person right now who's going through depression, who's going through illness of different kinds. We pray for every single person who is feeling frustrated and who are economically challenged today because they're losing their businesses. They've had to close their doors. And so we pray, oh Lord, for the untold thousands and millions who are in that situation. Put America back to work again. Put the world back to work again. Help us open up our eyes so we can see that we can beat this COVID virus with your power by feeding life, and that we can't win by fighting the disease. And so, oh God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for Pastor Diego. And so be with him, be with his congregation, be with his family, and lead us in your son's name. And so we pray this in your son's name, always and forever. Amen.
And I want to say thank you, too. We didn't get into family stuff. We didn't have time, but we have 6 grandchildren as well and 2 on the way.
You're going to go
so
ahead.
So we're going to come visit you. We're going to come visit you. We're going to come to Rancho Cucamonga. We're going to come to one of your services soon, okay?
Love to have you. Thank you.
We're going to. Okay, thank you so much. And everybody
thank
else,
you
family,
guys.
Line a minute. And, hey,
God bless you.
God loves you, so do we. Okay, yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So.
Yeah, don't hang up.
I was about to.
Don't hang
that
up.
Last
there
time.
People, I know. We've done that before. So you want to
so one of this is a church service. We get together and we have an interview and we talk about and we pray and
the dogs.
Yeah, wow. The dogs come to our church and drive in all the
time.
They
do. Dogs and
so,
children and the
yeah. Children and dogs.
Children. What am I saying? Dogs.
So we keep it short and but anyway, one of the things we do in a church is we exercise our faith by giving. That is an exercise of faith. And by exercising our faith by giving, what happens is God gives it back to us. It's impossible to outgive God. He doesn't necessarily give it to us in monetary ways. This isn't God's not a vending machine where you put in and you get out. What he does is he shapes and molds and leads and guides, and as a result of that, he brings happiness and joy and blessings that you cannot even begin to imagine, and you cannot buy with money. And it starts by letting God know that you put him before your wallet, before your money, and that's why we have our time of offering. And the way you give is you go to the notes section on Facebook, and on that notes section, you'll see an opportunity to be able to give.
give. That's a great way to give. Or you can go to drschuler.org, which is our website, and you'll see a way to give there. It actually says I'd like to give at the bottom. And if you like old school traditional mail, you can write to us, Robert Schuler Ministries at 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And that's Canyon, like the Grand Canyon, and Island, so two words, Canyon Island Drive, number 26, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And, you know, I just want you to know, too, that
And then there's one more way.
Yes.
Venmo.
Yeah, Venmo. Robert Schuler Ministries.
Robert Schuler Ministries with Venmo.
Yes, that's great. You've been saying that lately. I have to put that. I don't have that on my notes because we didn't used to have that. So listen, here, this is really important. We pray for all of you. So if you have prayer requests, please write them down either in the notes section here or write us at Donna@SchulerMinistries.org or Robert@SchulerMinistries.org. And we don't have a staff. We've already said that. So we lay our hands on all of these prayer requests. We personally pray for them. We don't just pray for them once. We make a habit of praying for people, and we believe in the power of prayer. So also want you to know, if you'd like any tickets to heaven, there are these little cards that just says, I believe in the promises of Jesus Christ, and they're wonderful. We can send you those. Let us know. And if you're interested in a fearless pin, I know this is backwards on here. This is a brooch that I ordered. It's a long story, but it is fearless. So we're faithful, fearless followers of Jesus Christ. I will send you one of these for a suggested donation of $20. So if you do that, just write in the notes that if you want to do that, just say, I want a brooch, because then we'll
And
know.
You have to give us your address.
And you have to give us your physical address, because I personally put this, wrap it up, and with a cute little bag, and I send it to you. Actually, he takes it to the post office. I wrap it up and address it. So we're a real team here. And just remember, whatever you give is tax deductible under, you know, state laws. And we are a church. We are a 501c3, and we're more than that. We are a church, and we're registered as such. So we love you all. We thank you for whatever you're able to give. We hope you'll join us next month on June 15th, because if it's the 15th of the month at 6 p.m. Pacific, it is time for The Call with Robert and Donna Schuler.
We are here. You can count on it.
We are here. And we welcome your comments. We welcome your suggestions. Just write them in the comment line, or like I said, Donna@SchulerMinistries.org, Robert@SchulerMinistries.org. Do you have anything else to say?
So until next time.
Right. God is blessing you.
God is blessing you.
And he loves you, and so do we.
Thank you for joining us on The Call. You have a great day, yes. And God
Thank
bless you.
Bye-bye. Yes.